Happy Ada Lovelace Day, a day devoted to honoring women and technology and science. In case your history teacher forgot to tell you, Ada Lovelace is considered by many to be the world's first computer programmer. Lovelace was a 19th century mathematician who published the first algorithm that was intended for use on Charles Babbage's analytical engine. Lovelace also made some of the first conceptual musings about the potential of computers, imagining a world in which a single machine could complete all kinds of tasks designed by a programmer. So take a minute to honor the contributions of Ada Lovelace, as well as the other women making great leaps in technology and science today. Now let's get to the tech news. Apple released the much-rumored new iMacs today. There's a shiny new 21.5-inch iMac with 4K Retina display, and the new 27-inch iMacs that will all feature Retina 5K displays. The high-end 27-inch iMac also saw a $200 price reduction. Apple announced accessories, too, including the long-awaited updates to the wireless keyboard, the Magic Mouse, and the Magic Trackpad. The new keyboard and mouse come with the new iMacs, but they're also sold separately. The new trackpad comes as an optional accessory for the iMac that will run you about $130. Now, if you really want to dig deep into the development of the new iMacs and accessories, I highly recommend Stephen Levey's Inside Story on Back Channel, which will be in tonight's show notes and which is up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/technewstonight. Don't forget to use the number 2. And Mike Elgin also interviewed Levy this morning on Tech News Today. You can watch that at twit.tv/TNT. Now, last week, we told you that the new Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, had planned massive layoffs in order to make the company faster and nimbler. The company announced today that it would cut 336 jobs, which is 8.2% of Twitter's workforce. And Facebook said today that it's testing new video experiences, which looks to us a lot like the company is trying to create its own YouTube inside of Facebook. Facebook is testing features such as suggested videos, making it easier to binge watch to avoid your real life. They also plan to create picture-in-picture floating video screens so you can binge watch, multitask, and also avoid your real life. Perhaps most interesting and possibly most threatening to YouTube is the fact that Facebook is working on a dedicated place on Facebook for watching only videos. The company says they're currently testing all of these features with a small number of customers.